Brattleboro has been trying to come up with solutions to reduce panhandling for a few years now. And over the past few months, a new program that pays people for a day's work has shown some promise. The program gives people who are experiencing homelessness and who have barriers toward getting full-time work a chance to get some experience and make a little money. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Hey guys, can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Guys, shut up and listen.
All right.
I got you.
It's just before 8 a.m. on a humid autumn morning. 10 people who are taking part in the Work Today program have gathered here in a parking lot in downtown Brattleboro to receive their assignments.
Nick Kane.
Nick Kane will spend the day sanitizing parking meters for the town. He'll work until 3 p.m. for $15 an hour and pick up his envelope of cash at the end of the day. Kane is 31 and says when he's walking around with a work vest on, his interactions with the public feel different than when he used to be out in the same streets panhandling.
Considering I used to just stand on a corner and hold the sign, it feels a lot different. It feels good to actually work for my money instead of sit there and beg for it. I mean, I've never been afraid of work, that's for sure, and it feels a lot different because it gives me something to do versus just going around and begging people.
Brattleboro has experienced an increase in panhandling and homelessness over the past few summers, and the town put up public porta-potties last year to address some of the issues connected to more people being out on the street. Emily Kornheiser is with the local nonprofit Youth Services, which is running the jobs program. She said the program is just one more way the town has been trying to serve people who are in crisis.
It was really important to us that we be clear that, like, this is not a solution to homelessness. This is not a solution to people being on the street. This is public space. Everyone has a right to be on the street. And so throughout those conversations, really wanted to make sure that people knew that this is one part of a solution to meet the needs of people in our community who don't have access to other forms of cash and other ways of making money.
The town put up $65,000 to fund the three-month pilot program that's just wrapping up before the cold weather hits. The 10 slots quickly fill up each day, and Youth Services had to develop a rotating sign-up system to give the 50 or so people who are looking for work a chance to take part. Along with sanitizing parking meters, there are jobs cleaning up and gardening around the library and working on a trail system in some nearby woods. I followed Alan Stay up one of the trails one morning, where he was yanking invasive plants up out of the ground. Stay is 33, and he told me he's been in recovery for about a year now, but it's still hard to get a job with some of the baggage he's carrying. And so he says this program has felt like one more positive step.
I haven't always made the best of choices, you know, in my life, which it can hinder your seeking of employment, you know. But I'd like to think of myself as a good worker now that I'm in recovery and getting back to where I need to be. So it's become extremely beneficial, I feel like, to some of us less fortunate in the community.
Along with the cash in his pocket, Stay says the program forced him to establish routines to make sure he's ready to go when work starts in the morning. And he says from the new stairs he helped build along the trails to the painting he's done, he's now leaving a positive mark on the town.
We can go up to Memorial Park now and we can look around and see all the things that we've actually done, you know, and taken the time to paint and better the community, you know what I mean? So it's nice to be able to see positive things that you've done and accomplished, you know.
Organizers hope to restart in the spring and maybe expand it if there's funding available. Brattleboro's town manager said that while the program's been successful, the town won't have the money to fully fund it next year and will likely seek outside help. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.